Welcome to Lectio. Thanks so much for joining me today as we attempt to still our minds and our bodies and connect with God and hear His voice. During Lectio, I'll read a scripture. I'm going to read today from Luke chapter 1, 49 to 55. And during that, after I read, I will hold few minutes of silence for you to connect to God and hear His voice. I'll be guiding you step by step, things to either rest in or think about, but know that this is your conversation with God, and God's in charge, and He can do it in whatever order, however He wants, and it can be totally different than what I say. It's all about connecting with God. So the first thing that you need to do is find a comfortable position, a place where you can relax your body and yet stay alert. So take some breaths, settle yourself into this place. Make sure that you're fully present in this place and in this moment, because this is where God's going to meet you. Take some big breaths if you need to. And anytime you get distracted, go back to feeling those breaths in your body, because that pulls you into the present. I'm going to start with a prayer. Jesus, our living hope, thank you for entering into the darkness and despair of our world to bring us hope. Thank you that you do this for all of us as mankind, but that you also meet us as individuals. Thank you that you are meeting me today in this moment and offering hope to me. Help me to recognize your presence, to hear your voice, and to turn towards you. As I read the text the first time, notice if there's a word or a phrase that jumps out at you, something that captures your attention. It doesn't have to be the main point of the scripture. It can just be a word or a phrase that captures your attention. And then during the quiet time, just hold on to that. That's God's word for you today. And He's going to have a conversation with you around that word. Luke 1:49-55. The Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but He has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as He said to our fathers. I'm going to read the scripture a second time. And this time, in the quiet, listen for the connection between the word or the phrase that jumped out at you and your life. You can explore this with your imagination, with your memory, look at it with your senses. And the idea is that there's some connection God's going to make between the word or the phrase and the life, your personal life. This is just part of his conversation with you. How does his word connect to you personally? Luke 1:49-56. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. I'm going to read the text a third time, and this time notice that there's an invitation from God for you, an invitation to a new thought, a new way of being, not necessarily something for you to do, but it could be, but it's always an invitation. God's not telling you to do something. He's not going to make you do it. He is inviting you to connect with him, to join with him, and to be changed. He's inviting. Luke 1:49-56. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. And now the time for pondering and thinking and noticing and connecting and being invited is done. And it's time just to rest in God's presence. He's here with you and he just longs to be with you. So in these next few minutes, just rest. If you get distracted at any time, move to your breathing, go back to your breathing and connect yourself back to this place, to this moment, and the place where God is meeting you. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer, or in some way write it down, or what you want to do is you want to make a connection so that when you're driving in your car, or when you're walking down the road, or when you're doing something different, you'll be able to remember the invitation that God has invited you to and the words that he has given you. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.